through 11. Hebrews chapter 11. This don't give us much time for teaching, but we want to look at something. We're going to the 11th chapter. We call this the hallmark of faith, I guess we'd say. It's the faith chapter. But most of you, you probably have read and heard preachers preach on the first half of that chapter. Not much has been preached too much. You probably hadn't heard much on the last part of the book of Hebrews. So we're going to deal with that today. We're going to start today by looking at verse number 23. My intention is to go through verse 40, but we won't get there because of the time. But it said in verse number 23, and you've heard a little bit about Moses too, but we'll go there and won't say as much, but we'll go down and get into the others. By faith, Moses, when he was born, was hid, and I don't know where the Old Testament tells this or not, but we don't find things sometimes we get in the New Testament that clears up some things in the Old Testament. He was hid 3 months. Now, the Old Testament, I'm raking my brain. I just been there a couple of weeks ago or a month ago or so in the book of Exodus, but I don't remember it saying that he was hid 3 months. It might have, but we do know that he was hid 3 months of his parents because they saw he was a proper child and they were not afraid of the king's commandments. Now, I like that little phrase. They were not. Now, we need some people in our modern day, and I'll have to say this today. We need some people in our modern day that's not afraid of what people say or what they think. We got people scared to death of everything. They really are. And I'm talking about in every situation of life, just about it. And I was reading, I'm trying to remember where I read it. I just read it yesterday that people are living in fear in another place. But we got a lot of them. It said in verse number 24, by faith. Verse 23 said by faith. Verse 24 says, by faith Moses, when he was come to years, refused to be called the son of Pharaoh's daughter. You remember he was raised up under the Egyptian rule, under the Egyptian authority, under the Egyptian ways of doing things. And he refused that. Verse 25 said, choosing rather to suffer affliction with the people of God than to enjoy the pleasures of sin for a season. And Moses is teaching us in this day that we need this very same thing. He's kind of like, and if you'll look at it, it goes from Genesis to Revelation, that Daniel said, he purposed in his heart that he would not be defiled with the king's meat nor drink the king's wine. So we need to establish in our heart that we're not going to get involved with what people say and do. And we're not going to enjoy the pleasure of sin for a season. We're going to separate from sin to start with. And that's what Moses did. And he said, esteeming the reproach of Christ greater riches than the treasures in Egypt, for he had respect unto the recompense of the reward. So we find, and you look at it, that he left Egypt, got out of Egypt, and got on the backside of the desert, and that's where God called him, and that's where God used him. He said, by faith, he forsook Egypt. Got that? Not fearing the wrath of the king, for he endured, as seeing him who is invisible. Now, I want to point out this little thought that sometimes we think about. God did not at this point in time give him any instruction to go to Pharaoh. So he didn't have any promise from God that I'll take care of you. He didn't have any promise from God that I will be with you and I'll take care of you. He just purposed in his heart that he was going to separate from Egypt and from sin and not enjoy the pleasure of sin. Don't you know they had much to entertain in Egypt? Don't you know also that Moses could have played to the Egyptians' favor, being recognized as Pharaoh's son, in a sense. And don't you know that Moses could have climbed as high as he wanted to climb in Egypt. But he decided he was not going to live that kind of lifestyle. And so we need some people to do the same thing today. So what happens is, he left Egypt. Verse number 28 said, through faith he kept the Passover and the sprinkling of the blood, because he's learned a little bit from the Israelites. Amen. I'm sure his mother taught him a lot in them 3 months. And you said, well, he's too young to learn. Well, God put it in his heart to stay there. Lest he had that destroyed the firstborn should touch them. By faith, they passed through the Red Sea as by dry land, which the Egyptians, seeing to do, were drowned. Now, that's Moses. God took care of him. Now, look at verse 30. Joshua comes along and takes his place. By faith, the walls of Jericho fell down after they were compassed about 7 days. You know the story. They went around Jericho, and on the seventh day, they went 7 times, and amen. You remember while they was there that God took the city down, and there it was. And in that city, in verse 31, it said, by faith the harlot Rahab perished, not with them that believe not, when she had received the spies with peace. I want to point out something about Rahab. We're coming down the line, and these are people of faith. Joshua had led the people. They conquered Jericho. Verse 31, there was a woman by the name of Rahab who was a harlot. She had entertained the two men, and God took care of her. She took the men, but she hid them. And they told her that when they come through and went around the city, if she put the scarlet cord out the window, which is a type of the blood of Christ, that she would be spared. And God spared her and her family. Now Rahab, if you'll study the scriptures, was a Gentile. She was not a Jew. She was a different bunch. That was what we was going to study in our Bible study yesterday, is on the Gentiles. There's a lot of studying in that, and how it comes through, and we'll find that, and we'll come back, pick back up on that sometime another. But we'll find that God spared her. She's in the lineage, if you will, of the birth of Christ. You can go to the book of Matthew and find, I think it's called Rachab over there. Rahab here in the Hebrew, Rachab in the Greek. And so you'll study that she's in the lineage of the Lord Jesus Christ. Right. And what's so strange about that, I'm going to point this out as we're traveling down through it. I don't know why sometimes I may be repeating myself, but you need to hear it anyhow. I like to hear it myself. Right. I like to say it, so I'll do it. So what's happened is she was in the lineage, and in the Old Testament, the Gentiles didn't want to have anything to do with the Jewish people, and they were at enmity with each other. But God picked up in the Old Testament when he was saving Jews and bringing the Jews out, every once in a while he would pick up a Gentile. Shows the grace of God, don't it? Now we get to the New Testament, it's turned around. The Jews have forsaken God. He's put them on the sideline, and he's given the gospel to the Gentiles. And now he's saving Gentiles and stops long enough to save a Jew if they'll come in, right? Isn't it amazing how God's turned this thing around? And it shows us today, and I want to say, God is no respect of persons. Right. And it goes into that, and I appreciate it. Now, we're coming down to verse 32. Here's where we miss a lot. And I want to see this, and I pray that God will help us with it this morning and look at it. He said in verse number 32, and what shall I say more? For the time would fail me to tell of Gideon and of Barak and of Samson and of Jephthah, of David also and Samuel and of the prophets. And our time's got us, but I want you to read the rest of that. When you get home, look at the rest of these. These are over and above Noah and Enoch and Abraham and all those. These are not mentioned very often, but they're just in the hall of faith as much as the others are. And God's took care of them. And what we need to see on this thing is that God is still taking care of and protecting those. And we do give God the praise and the glory that he is. And I wanted to mention this 11th chapter, and I'm going to close this. Those people here and what they did to them, you see what they were doing to the people? They were killing them. They've been butchered and maimed and ruined and disturbed all through the Old Testament. That is why that there's going to be a great tribulation. It's because God is going to get even. Vengeance is mine, I will repay, saith the Lord. And that's the reason there has to be a judgment of the world. And God is going to judge for all these things they did to the saints of God from Genesis all the way down to now. Amen. So let's stop right there and we'll pick up for our service. Father, give us what we need today. I pray you'd touch our hearts in a real way. Stir our minds and souls and give us that which we need. We'll give you the praise for it. Have your own way, Lord. And we'll say thank you for it all. Touch some heart. Help us to be informed and see the scriptures and the truth. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. All right.